setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
Live from Ramsey Studios in Nashville, you're joining a conversation about who you are, what you were created to do, where you want to do it, and how you can get there. It's all about you because you were created to fill a unique role. You are needed and you must do it. This is important stuff. So let's get about the business of helping you get clear so you can get qualified and get connected, get started, get promoted, get the dream job, give yourself away, and live with meaning. That's the path. 844-747-2577. We start off with Jared, who's on the line in Riverton, Utah. Jared, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Happy to. How can I help?
So I am kind of in the research stage right now. I've got a pretty good idea of where I want to end up and what I want to be doing. I'm kind of stuck on how to get there just with the way things are going right now. I'm currently working in a position that I really do enjoy, and I feel like I'm trying not to sound prideful, but I feel like I'm really, really good at it and I do a good job, but I know it's not my sweet spot and it's not anywhere close to my sweet spot. And all the, connections and relationships I've been able to form working here, I don't think can get me any closer to my sweet spot.
Great. So pause. We're going to press pause right now because right now your current job is a platform for you. It's a platform for you to step off into the future. Okay. So good news is you'll like it. Good news is you're killing it. Sounds like you're really doing a good job. And so now that just becomes, okay, I'm grateful for this opportunity. I'm going to keep a good attitude about this current role, even though it's not in my sweet spot, and even though it's really not affording me any opportunity to move to where I ultimately want to be, it is funding me. And so we're really grateful. So that becomes our new attitude. Got it?
Got it.
Great. Now let's talk about where you want to go, and then we'll figure out how to get you there. So what is this ultimate dream job?
I want to be a certified financial planner, and that is ultimately where I want to get to.
Okay, fantastic. Now, why are you calling me saying, I don't know how to get there? Is that really true? Have you done any research at all? You said you were in the research stage, which is stage two of realizing the dream. So what have you researched and what have you not?
So I've researched a lot of the education and certification requirements.
Uh-huh.
I have a bachelor's degree, so I'm able to sit for the certified financial planner's exam.
Great.
But I don't have, I guess, kind of the prerequisite courses to, in a way, qualify for the study classes that lead up to that.
Hold on. And this is I'm only interrupting because I want to make sure I'm following you because you're starting to get into an area that I don't know anything about. You have a bachelor's degree, which qualifies you to sit for the exam, but you don't have the prerequisite classes. Does that mean a part of your bachelor's in order to be able to actually take the exam? I don't understand. It seems confusing.
When I was going through my schooling, there was a financial planner that spoke to us and told us about the process to sit for the exam. And he said, if you're not taking these different kind of study courses and prep courses and things, kind of off to the side of your education and getting your degree. So in other words, you're taking courses that are just to prepare you for the CFP exam,
okay.
Certified Financial Planner. In order to get into those, what are they called? Those prep courses.
Uh-huh.
I actually have to take some additional coursework on the side just to give me the basic knowledge to start prepping for the exam.
So that's your next step. Therein lies your next step. So that's step one. You said you didn't know how to get there. Now you do. Step one is taking those additional classes that will then allow you to be qualified to take the prep classes. Am I understanding this correctly?
Yes. There's one caveat to that, though.
What is it?
My wife and I right now, we're following the Ramsey baby steps. We're in number two, and we're actually paying off the loans from our bachelor's degrees.
Great.
In order for me to take those additional courses to be able to sit for the prep classes to take the exam, I would need to, at least right now, I would need to be taking out more student loans, which is something I don't want to do.
No. Okay, stop. How much are these additional classes going to cost you? First of all, let's walk through this. How many classes are you going to have to take that would then get you qualified to take the prep courses?
I need to take nine.
Nine. And how long would it take you to take those classes if you just went full on?
If I went full on year round, it would probably be anywhere between 9 to 12 months, depending on what I could fit in with my
okay.
work schedule.
Now, based on your work schedule, how long would it take you to get those nine courses knocked out?
I could push them. I could get it done within 9 months.
Okay, so with your current work schedule, you can get those courses done in the next 9 months if you started tomorrow?
If I started tomorrow,
okay,
yeah.
How much are those courses in total going to cost?
In total, it would probably be somewhere between $7,000 to $10,000, depending on how many I took at once. The more I take at once, then the less it'll be, just with the amount of credits and the way it works at the university.
Okay. So you have run the numbers on all of that, correct? Because you're able to answer my questions. So you know.
I've certainly tried.
Okay. All right. So you run the numbers. So now we say, well, we're not going to do student loans. We're not going to add more debt to your pile. How long will it take you and your wife if you press pause, if you don't sign up for these new courses to get you on the path of becoming a CFP, how long before you all pay off your debt on your current pace?
Current pace is looking like August of next year we'll be debt free.
Great. So I want you to wait until August of next year. Because you're
got
how
it.
Old?
I'm 25, so I still got lots of time.
I want you and your wife to knock this thing out. August next year, you're debt-free, and then you're going to put an emergency fund together pretty quickly after that. So let's just say fall of next year is when you begin the process of saving towards the first batch of these classes. So whatever the best financial deal is, based on how many hours during the week you can give to this course study with your current full-time job, that becomes your financial target. And you are going to save up cash. And you might be 26, 27 before you start these courses. But dude, Jared, you know how to get there. And you're going to do it debt-free and not be in debt. I mean, dude, you're going to pay it cash is what I meant to say. You're going to do it cash flow and have zero debt walking out of this. And you know, before you know it, you're 28 years old and you're a certified financial planner and you're doing what you love in your dream job. And you and your wife are still going to be millionaires.
So, sure hope so.
No. I mean, listen, if you do what Dave teaches, you will. Because you guys are almost there. You're 25. Sit tight. Because here's why. You are in a job that you do enjoy. You said that. You like everything about it. That's a wonderful place for you. And it's temporary. So if you start to wonder, oh, it's not getting me where I want to be. Yes, it is. It is funding you. Paying off that debt, it will fund you cash flowing the degree that you need or the classes that you need, and it's going to cash flow you right into stepping into that dream role. So in this case, be patient. You're 25 years old. You can wait, and it does not mean you're delaying anything. I would look at paying off that debt as a humongous first step in stepping into your dream job. Not just, ugh, I'm paying off debt. No, I'm setting myself up for not just debt freedom, but career freedom. Free to be who I was created to be. Coming up, more of your phone calls, folks. You matter. You do have what it takes. Let's figure out what you're supposed to be doing. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Hey folks, Ken Coleman here. Do you want to make more money to do what you love with the people you love? Have you ever thought about bringing in more income by selling products on Amazon? I want to introduce you to Seth Kniep, the founder of Just One Dime. Starting with a single dime, Seth built a multi-million dollar Amazon business, and you can do it too. With 126 staff and Amazon expert coaches, Just One Dime has trained over 10,000 people from around the world, many of whom are now multi-millionaires. Their award-winning online training, along with personal one-to-one mentorship, will walk you through the entire process, including opening your Amazon seller account, building your brand, selecting a profitable product, finding the right supplier, launching your product, and marketing and managing your online business. If you'd like to learn more, schedule a call today by going to jod.com/Ken Coleman. Again, that's jod.com/Ken Coleman. shining the light on your path to fulfilling your purpose. I am Ken. This is the Ken Coleman Show. So excited to have you with us. Oh, we're new, folks. Well, we're not really that new. Been doing this thing nationally on Sirius XM for a couple years. Now we are on your radio station. And boy, oh boy, are we having fun. Different kind of radio show. This is talk radio that's going to lift you. How about listening in to other men and women who are in similar situations that you're in? They're sick and tired of being sick and tired of going to work on Monday. Enough is enough. They want to get on purpose. They want to do the work that they were created to do and live the life that they were created to live. 844-747-2577. Hey, the number one best-selling book, The Proximity Principle, is now available in a bundle at an unbelievable price. You get the hard copy of the book that I will autograph for you, plus the ebook, plus the audiobook, all for $25. So that's a savings of $35. You get all three formats, one price, $25. Go to kencoleman.com and you can get The Proximity Principle there. It's a great gift. Also, I want to talk about our dream screen. This is a part of the show that we love. The show is, we're coming up on 3 years, and so it takes time to step into that dream job. But we've had several dream screams, and this is our version. If you're a Dave Ramsey listener, and I'm a part of the Ramsey Network, it's his debt-free scream, except we do it for folks who have stepped into that role. You're in the dream field, the work, and you're making it happen. And so when you get there, there's nothing like the joy that you experience when you're doing something that you know is in your sweet spot that you were created to do. So if you've recently gotten past fear and doubt, you've walked out the steps, you've landed in work you love, we want to hear from you. And I want you to call in and share your journey. I'll walk you through it, simple questions. We want the audience to hear your success story because it is your story, it is your success that really encourages people. So email us, ask at kencoleman.com, put in their dream screen, and Madison, the associate producer, will get with you and we'll schedule your dream screen, and it's going to really encourage others, and you've worked hard, you deserve to run across the finish line. All right, let's get back to the calls here, 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Let's go to Kelsey, who's on the line in Wichita, Kansas. Kelsey, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Oh, I'm so excited with the opportunity to talk with you. Well, thanks for taking my call.
I'm happy to. You know, I'm excited to talk to you. You just have some juice, and I like it.
Well, yeah, thank you. I would love your advice and expertise on when a work environment is too toxic, when it's time to leave.
Okay, so tell me in your most specific terms how you think your current environment is toxic. Describe the toxicity.
Mm-hmm. I would compare it to being very similar to being in an abusive relationship with maybe a loved one or a spouse, where it gets so bad you want to leave and then they throw money at you or raises and it's good for a little while and then it's just a cycle.
So what's happened? Tell me how is it abusive to you personally?
Sure. It's very controlling. I'm in marketing, so a lot of graphic design and strategy is put behind it. And it's our CEO is very, very hands-on, and then requiring more than 50 hours a week a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. But then throwing, you know, really great raises at you. I mean, between 15 and 20% when he knows you're about to leave.
Mm-hmm. But again, well, I want to answer you honestly. It doesn't sound like it's a very mm-hmm. healthy environment because you feel pressured to work more hours than you want to work. But what mm-hmm. else is going on? I didn't hear anything other than him being a micromanager. Tell me something else. What else do I need to know that makes this toxic? Because right now, I don't hear the abuse part.
Well, I guess for me, so being in a creative position, a lot of the creativity is taken away from me. And maybe that's where it stems from.
Yeah, because you feel like, wait a second, you're telling me exactly how to do it as opposed to me listening to the client, listening to you, and then coming up with what I think works and allowing me to create, and you're not allowed to create, and that's sapping your energy.
You nailed it on the head.
Okay. Well, I would say that's toxic. I'm good. I just want to make sure. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because I never want to give blanket advice on something until I have a good sense of the true environment you're dealing with. And as a creative, you are being stifled. It's like he's throwing a blanket or she's throwing a blanket over top of you, and you're ready to leave. How many times have you wanted to leave? Ballpark.
Every 3 months since I've worked there for about almost 3 years.
And how many raises have you gotten out of that?
Promotions.
Yeah, or promotions. Did the promotions come with more money?
Yes. It's been about $25,000 increase starting from 3 years ago.
Yeah. So I'm just going to take a guess that you know who's to blame. Who's to blame in this situation?
Yeah, the leader of the owner of the business, the company.
No.
No.
It's you. You have accepted his behavior. You have told him that his behavior is acceptable as long as he throws money and promotion at you.
So yeah, it's true.
You're letting him beat you up a little bit, and as long as he brings home roses and some jewelry, you stay.
Yep, you are so right.
I'm using your analogy. I am not making light of domestic abuse, but I'm using your analogy of abusive relationship. And so obviously he's not being a great leader. But in this situation, this is not an abusive marriage. This is a situation where you can walk at any time and you have wanted to, but every time he throws more money at you and a promotion, you allow your lizard brain to go, well, this is stupid if I walk away from a raise and a promotion. Does that sound about right?
Yes, definitely.
So, Kelsey, I am not picking on you. Okay, but I put you to the test. I thought you were gonna figure it out. But this is all on you now. He doesn't. Mm-hmm. This guy doesn't own you.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
No way. And let me tell you something else. There might be a touch of fear in you too to leave because you go, well, it's not great here, but at least I know that I got a place to go, and he's gonna keep throwing raises at me once I start showing my nerves or whatever, you know. And I think for you, you got to know that you can go out and make just as much money, if not more, and I believe more, but you're going to have to find a better place to step into. So I'd stay where you are right now because you're a big girl and you've been able to put up with this so far, but I would be actively looking to leave. So the answer is you need to get out of that environment. It's not helping you at all.
Okay.
You want to enjoy your work, don't you?
I do so badly, yes.
How exciting would it be to actually create something as a designer that was truly collaborative between you and the customer or whatever the situation is, and you got a leader doing nothing other than, great job, Kelsey, way to go. This is good work. How would that feel?
I don't think anything could be better.
Then would you please go do that? Please, for you, not for me. It's not for me. I want you to do it for you because you deserve it, Kelsey. All right.
Thank you so much, Ken.
Hey, I appreciate you. You got this. Hey, folks, listen. A lot of the situations that we stay in, it's not someone else's fault. It is our fault. Let me say it again. This is America. If you are in a bad situation that you continue to stay in, I'm not saying you are responsible for and the source of the bad situation, but it is your fault if you stay there. Get out of Dodge. Get out. Now, big giant asterisk for a second. Don't leave today unless you really are in some type of crazy, you know, abusive situation. Then get out of there and call the police. Outside of that, hang tough, hang tight. You stayed in there this long. It's your daggum fault you're miserable, not mine or anybody else's. So do what you got to do to stay there so that you can step out of this current situation that you don't like or you're stuck and into a new situation. Don't just Geronimo jump unless financially you're able to do so. Those would be my two caveats, all right? Oh, this is fun. Setting people free. 844-747-2577 is the number. Don't go anywhere. More of your calls. This is The Ken Coleman Show. Hey folks, Ken Coleman here with you. When it comes to looking for a job, most people would probably agree that the whole experience is not fun. But it doesn't have to be this way. ZipRecruiter gets it. In fact, they've actually figured out ways to make the job search process better and easier. And candidates who are invited to apply on ZipRecruiter are nearly three times as likely to get hired. So what are you waiting for? Sign up for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. It's absolutely free. Put ZipRecruiter to work for you. It is a safe place for you, America, to talk about what it is you were created to do. This is a scary topic for so many people. It's just fearful. Because if you let yourself begin to talk about, what am I created to do? Because I don't think I'm doing it. That means some change could be in the near future. And few things lock us human beings up like change will do. Oh my gosh, it'll make the chest just feel like there's a 50-pound plate just sitting there on your chest. And it's scary stuff. I love when people call in and say, I don't know what my passion is. I go, yes, you do. And we're about ready to get it out. So give us a shot, shall we? Talk and just learn about you. And before you know it, you're going to make the connection. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Deb, who's on the line in Mansfield, Ohio. Deb, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, how are you?
I am living the dream, Deb. How are you?
Great, great. Thank you.
Sure,
great
how
to
can
talk
I help?
To you.
Yeah, great to talk to you. What's going on?
Well, I guess it boils down to this simple question. I have been a stay-at-home mom for decades, basically. So I do have a college degree, but I have not worked in just forever. I've really basically never worked even after I got my degree. I don't really have to work for income purposes, but sometimes there's just something there, and it's just been years now that I just feel like I want to go back to work, but I guess I feel like I have a blank resume. I just don't know where to start as far as how do I even fill in the blanks of a resume when I have no experience.
You have tons of experience, and we're just gonna we're gonna figure out what that is and how it's transferable. But can I be really, really shockingly honest with you?
Yes.
You don't need any experience. You just don't. There'll be somebody out there who sees all your value, and they'll say, "We'll get her in, and we'll train her." Companies are looking for good people who have skills. Mm-hmm. Guess what, Deb? You are a good person who has skills. And so we need to just figure out where it is you want to end up. And what's fun about this for me is you say, Ken, I don't have to work, but I keep feeling, I'm putting words in your mouth. I keep feeling a pull. I keep feeling a pull to go do something. Is that right? That's what it feels like, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Pulled. I mean, I've volunteered at church for 30 years, and I feel like my time and my talents, I'm ready to kind of get paid for it.
Yeah,
but,
no, you know what I mean? It's really about doing something that matters to you. That's what it really is. The pay is bonus. Right. You want to get out there and contribute because you've done a great job at contributing at home, and now you want to contribute in a new place. That's all this is, and it's awesome. So where do you want to contribute? Let's just have some fun dreaming. Where do you want to be? Okay. I can snap my fingers and give it to you today. What is it?
Right. I'm leaning towards something in marketing, but I also have a strong interest in like event planning. And it's not like a generic event, but like corporate. As far as there's sales trips and they coordinate those where 10,000, executives come to an event in Vegas and they have everything planned, meetings and entertainment and things like that. Those kind of things sound fun to me too, but does that kind of fall under marketing or is that kind of different?
I think it could be both. I think in certain companies, there are the, marketing professionals. If they're helping one of their clients put on an event, they certainly would be involved in planning. And so I think don't worry about exactly where it falls. I think that's what's great is you know exactly what you'd love to do, which is for you, just describe, forget the corporate Vegas event, okay, as far as where it falls in which division of a company, but what about that big event would you love to throw your hands into? Give me what you're doing day to day for the 3 to 6 months planning that big event where the whole company's flying out to Vegas for a very important event. What do you get the juice from doing?
Coming up with ideas that make sure people have fun, that it's not a waste of their time, that it feels like things are running smoothly.
So you like the idea part, idea generation. What about execution? What do you like getting your hands dirty with?
I enjoy the clerical part. I enjoy sitting down at computers.
Yeah.
I like that as well. But I'm also from a small town, so I just don't even know if it's reality for me.
Oh,
do you need to live in a bigger city?
No. Okay. No. Okay. What's the nearest metropolis to you?
I have Cleveland and Columbus.
How far?
Within an hour from me.
All right. Well, now you'd have to ask the question, are you willing to drive that far every day to work? Because that's not going to be fun. So let's talk about Mansfield, Ohio. Are you telling me there's not somebody in Mansfield, Ohio that does event planning?
I have no idea.
I know, because you haven't looked. So that's where we start. Right?
Okay.
No, this is fun. Like, it's there. It's all around you. Your assignment, your first homework assignment from me, Deb, is to research who is doing events in Mansfield. All right? So that's the question I would write down on a piece of notebook paper is, who is doing events in Mansfield, Ohio? And then you kind of circle that as the big, giant question to answer. So let me tell you where you're looking. You're looking in the private sector where, you know, you have an event planner. They may be doing everything from birthday parties to wedding planning. You know what I'm saying? I promise you there's a wedding planner in Mansfield, Ohio. I promise you. Okay? I'm not saying you want to do weddings, but we're just getting you out of the house. And here's what we know. Even if you just got started doing wedding planning, there would be the marketing aspect, which for a person, it's like, I got to get all my friends and family there, because the more people at the wedding, the more gifts. So there's a level of marketing there, right? And then you said the clerical, which I wrote down as administrative work. That's the ins and outs, you know, that's helping the bride think through budget and the, you know, the ceremony checklist. And then we've got the reception checklist and blah, 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 blah. So again, who's planning any type of event in Mansfield, Ohio, again, in the corporate space, you know, what I mean by corporate is they're private, and they're planning any type of party or special event. Then think about your local government. So every local government, city or county government, has some type of department where it's parks and recreation, where they do events, you know, civic events. Maybe there's an opportunity there. Even if it's part-time, you get in, you start helping planning events or marketing local government events. What was your degree in?
I have an associate's in the secretarial administration, and then I have a business degree as well.
Yeah, so
a bachelor's.
Right, so you know, you've got something to lean on there. And I think you're looking for any opportunity to do some type of marketing / promotion around events. And that's why I gave you that government idea. So in Mansfield, Ohio, trust me, somebody is doing some type of event planning. We know the government does on some level. You got nonprofits. You know, maybe you go to work part-time for a nonprofit you can get excited about, and you help them with their fundraising events. Maybe they do 5 to 7 fundraising events a year. I don't know. You have to just identify who is doing events, what type of positions do they have to help execute, plan, you know, whatever, decorate, oh, whatever. Just get the list out there. And all of a sudden, you're going to see many opportunities for you. And I say many, a handful of opportunities at the very least. And there may not be an opening right now, but your next homework assignment after you identify the opportunities or the potential opportunities is to go sit down and talk with people that are in a space. Say, hey, I'm a stay-at-home mom. I've been home for decades, but I love event planning. I love this part of event planning, and I'm looking to get into this. And there you go. And again, you don't need it for money, so be okay with part-time. Maybe even volunteering for a local event planner until they can hire you. And what do you care? You just have to get out there into that space and get yourself experiencing some type of event planning for two reasons. Number one, it will clarify that is in fact where you want to end up and what you want to do. It just so well, you're like, I love this. This is great. It clarifies. And the second thing it does is it gets you connected. Once you get out there, you're making more connections, which is going to in turn give you more opportunities. It's the proximity principle. In order to do what you want to do, Deb, you got to be around people that are doing events and in places where events are happening. Is there a convention center near you? They got events coming in all the time. You could go work for the local convention center or the arena or whatever. So I just gave you everything you need. Go, go, go. Don't go anywhere, folks. More of your calls coming up on The Ken Coleman Show. We all have just one shot at this, folks. One shot at life. And if you agree with us that everybody was created to make a very specific contribution, it's needed, so we must do it, then it's time to get about the business of being you. Somebody out there needs you to be you. Love that. Come on. I'm reminded, Joe, every day of how quick life is moving as I watch my kids advance. Holy cow. The kids are growing up fast. And by the way, things go even faster when you're doing what you love. I mean, a day will just fly by. My day, it's like a vapor. Shoo, gone. Boom, just like that. 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. We go to Andrew, who's on the line in Rexburg, Idaho. Andrew, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for having me on.
Happy to. How can I help?
So I am looking to make the jump from hourly to salary. I run a small business for my boss, so I run his day-to-day operations at his company. My concern is asking him for that jump and knowing his financials, making that big of a hit on his financials.
Oh. So can you make a compelling case just on the numbers that he should take you from hourly to salary?
Yeah, I can. He's put a lot more on me. He's told me multiple times in the past that I have taken on more than most of his other managers.
Oh, hold on. That's not what I asked. So let me clarify just in case.
Okay.
Because here's the deal. You just said that you know his financials. So you
right.
know that what you're asking for is going to really make things tight. Am I right?
Yes.
So my point is, this is not about how hard you're working and how much you're doing, because clearly he's put
right.
that on you. My point is, can you make the business case to this guy that him moving you from hourly to salary, which is also going to be a bump, that's the obvious thing, that it's a good business case for him? Or is he, I'm just saying on paper, or is he going to look at that and no matter how much he wants to help you and reward you, is he going to look at that and go, man, that's just too tight? I'm asking you to self-assess there. Can he handle it?
Yeah, he can handle it.
All right, so
yeah.
it's not going to put the company in a precarious financial situation by giving you a bump.
Right.
Okay, great. That's what I want to know. So what's your question for me? How to actually bring this up?
Yeah, let's do that one because that's probably my biggest concern because I'm worried about.
What are you worried about?
Obviously, I'm worried about the finances of it because that's what he brings that concern up to me all the time.
Yeah, but hold on a second. You just told me that it's not going to put the company in a bad situation.
Right.
The reason I'm walking you through this, Andrew, is because I'm trying to help you get your mental state in the right place. If you're worried
right.
about something that he's going to say, you need to understand whether or not it's true or not. So if he goes, man, that puts us in a tough spot, you have to be able to say, well, actually, it doesn't. Do you see where I'm going with this?
Yeah, I do. I do. I think it's just hard for me to get myself mentally there because he like all the time tells me, oh, yeah, if we don't get this much sales, we're going to be this far behind.
Well, is he right?
Like, yes and no, because I don't know exactly what he's removing from himself. I know most of the financials, not that side.
Okay, so see, this is the reason I'm asking you these things. Anytime you're going
right.
to go talk to a leader about increasing your income, you got to have a compelling reason. And I like to tell people never to go ask for a raise, but to go in and say, hey, how can I grow here? What's my growth look like? Obviously, I'm helping you run the day-to-day, so growth, you know, there's not much more I can do. I'm running the business day to day, but how can I grow financially? Do you see the difference between asking that versus, hey, I'd like to move from an hourly wage to X amount of dollars in the form of salary? Do you see how he's going to receive each one of those. One's a little bit different. You're not asking him directly. You're saying, hey, what's a growth plan look like? And now you get to hear how he values you and what plan he might come up with on his own. Or he might say, well, let's sit down and figure it out together. But I just think that's the way to go. And I think that should take away some of your worry and anxiety. Because if you sit down, so I want you to sit down with him and say, hey, let me ask you this. Do you love working for this guy?
Oh, I love it. Absolutely.
All right. So what's the difference between the hourly total pay and the salary total pay that you would like to have? How many dollars are we talking about?
$5,000. Just a $5,000 bump.
$5,000?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, why do you want to go from hourly to salary?
Because I do a lot of things off the clock for him without pay.
Oh, okay. Got it. All right. Well, I got to tell you, $5,000 spread out over the course of a year, I mean, it's $600 a month. I mean, well, no, I'm sorry. It's $400 and some change. There we go. I had to take my shoes off and count again. trying to do quick math there on the fly. But it's $400 a month and some change. So it's not a huge ask. I think I still like the idea of going, how can I grow professionally, which is financially, see what he says. But I would also bring up, hey, I'm doing a lot of stuff off the clock for you and I'm paid hourly and I'm doing it because I love working for you. Is there a way we can figure out how to compensate some of that? I think that's a fair conversation. And I wouldn't worry so much. Just have an honest conversation and don't act scared about it. When you act nervous, it creates a weird oxygen in the room. Just lay it out either one of those ways, and you don't need to be afraid. You got to make your case. You've got to make your case. 844-747-2577 is the number. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Morgan, who's on the line in Addison, Illinois. Morgan, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken.
Hi.
I have a question about my resume.
Okay.
I was looking at your resume template, mm-hmm. and I've been kind of aiming toward my dream job for a few years now. I've been doing internships, volunteer opportunities, seasonal jobs just to gain experience and get to know people.
Mm-hmm.
But it's left me with a lot of things to put on my resume.
Okay.
And if I only put the most relevant, then it looks like I've large gaps where I didn't really. It was just internships and volunteering to fill in that time.
Yeah, but you know what? Was there when you were interning and when you were volunteering, was there a position that you were filling?
Sometimes there was and sometimes there wasn't.
I'm going to disagree with you. Sometimes every time you did that, you were filling a role. Did it have an official title? That's what you're saying. Sometimes it did, sometimes it didn't. But I want you to talk about your experience, and my resume template is set up to talk about your experience. So I want you to actually put in those internships, and I want you to put in the volunteering, and put in the role that you played and the work that you did, because in my template, I tell you to specifically do that. In fact, I'm not a fan of titles for that very reason, because sometimes someone will put a title in there, and if I'm scanning a resume, it doesn't tell me much. But as you will recall, I really push you on my template to put the relevant experience. This is exactly what I did. These were my day-to-day responsibilities. So whether you're volunteering or you're an intern, doesn't matter. You played a unique and very specific and needed role, yes or no?
Yes.
You did. You played a very important role.
Mm-hmm.
So describe the role. Do you understand what I'm saying? And that, by the way, that to me is relevant experience. So did I answer your question? Hello. All right, we've lost Morgan. I don't know what happened. But this is a good question. We get this a lot. I'm worried about gaps on my resume. Okay, let me explain something. Gaps on the resume don't matter as much as you think. You think if you show a two-year gap, if they're looking at all that, they go, oh, what'd you do? Are you sitting around eating bonbons for 2 years? It's not the case. You want to put in relevant experience and list it out that way. By the way, as you're listing it out, if you want to and you're insecure about it, put one line in there that says, with an asterisk, and maybe it's italics, and say, in this two-year gap I worked over here, this is just not as relevant as the other experience. So they know, oh, there's no gap. So if you're worried about space, which again, I really know what I'm talking about, folks, when I challenge you to get that resume on one page. People do not want to read a novel. They want to get a snapshot of how you can help them win. So that's how it works. Do exactly what I tell you to do, and I'm giving you confines. I'm giving you boundaries to force you to make the best case about how you can help the company win. Our time is almost up, but before I let you go, you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you for joining the conversation. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like the Dr. John Deloney Show.
Hey good folks, this is John, host of the Dr. John Deloney Show. On this show, I talk to real people just like you who are wrestling through relationship issues, mental health challenges, annoying people. We're talking about anything and everything. I am here to walk with you, and it starts now.
Subscribe to the Dr. John Deloney Show wherever you listen to podcasts.